stay tuned for that one here on Fight TV. But right now, it's time for Botchamania. We're going to head to the stage with the incomparable Cassio Kid. Give it up for him.
Woo, how you doing? Check 1, 2. How you doing? Starcast weekend, Chicago. Who's fucking all in? Welcome out. My name is Cassio. If you don't know who I am, throw it in your Google machine, like Conrad says. Appreciate y'all coming out. Who's drinking tonight? Make some noise. Okay. Who's driving? Okay. That got unfunny real quick. All right. There's going to be 4 of us driving. We're piling in with you, sir. I hope you got a minivan tonight. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I don't drink at shows. A lot of comedians drink at comedy shows, not me, y'all. I used to drink. I started getting a drinking problem, y'all. Some of y'all don't know what that means. I'm from Alabama, so let me put it to you this way. Last show I drank alcohol at, somebody went home with a fat chick. Well, I thought it was a fat chick. He thought I was a fat chick, too. It was, that's the first joke, Chicago. It's going to be, that's about as easy as it gets right there. Y'all are about as lively as a study group right now. We got to get on the same page. We got any weed smokers in the house? Those are meth heads. Don't let them fool you right there. That is. Woo! 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 No, no, no. That is way too loud for a pothead. You have never in your life seen a pothead scream out loud. It's usually just. Pizza's here. You potheads are slick. You're professional. You think nobody saw you? I was like, where's the potheads at? I was like, don't say nothing. He's a fat narc. I don't smoke weed. I wake up with the munchies, no need to pile on the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? I said it, I'm fat. Where's my fat people at? Usually I'm in a comedy club and there's no fat people, and now we're at a wrestling convention and all you're like, yeah! My kind of people, my spirit animals are out there, out of breath. I was born fat, people. I'm not ashamed to be fat. Y'all are cheering. Y'all ain't ashamed to be fat either, Chicago. Yeah. When I tell you I was born fat, when I was born, I was 7 inches long and weighed 22 pounds. The girls are laughing. The guys are like, oh, no, that's not funny right there. That's the dimensions of a cannonball, people. Instead of push, the doctor kept telling me, I'm on fire! Some of y'all are going to get that later. Oh, my God. I did. You know what I did? I smoked weed this summer. I went out to Colorado, went out to Denver for the week. And a couple of you. Okay, y'all are too high now. It's kicking in. All right, y'all came to see Ron Funches. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. I smoked weed, man. I got in my head too much. I smoked weed when I got smoked weed. I got to my head because I got any pet lovers out there? Who's got pets? Make some noise, yeah? So I got 2 dogs. I got a little Cheweenie named Jerry Barksia, and he's a yapper, a little ankle biter. And then I got a husky, and they're wild. They are super loud. The husky howls, the chihuahua barks. And it got in my head when I got high. I was like, you know what? I'm going to smoke some weed. I got in my head, and I thought, you know what? Wouldn't it be crazy? We all, right now, all of us have heard a dog bark and it does nothing but annoy the hell out of us, right? But what if, I got to thinking about this, what if the dogs were actually saying something while they were barking? I promise you, you'd take them a lot more serious, right? You're sitting on the couch, you're watching TV, right? And all of a sudden you hear, hey, somebody's in the driveway! Somebody's in the driveway! You're like, what the fuck? We need to change. You get up all of a sudden, right? Now you hear him bark, you don't need it. Hey! Somebody's here! Somebody's at the mailbox! Put something in there! Right? We'd be all over it. We'd be in our heads too much, man. We'd be in our heads too much. I don't. I usually end with that joke because right now I got a cramp, and appreciate y'all here to witness it. All right, man, we're going to have a good time tonight. Thank you guys so much for coming to Botchamania. I just want to warm you up. Appreciate y'all coming out tonight. We got a huge, huge show for you tonight. It's going to be fun. First of all, before we get started, how about it? Anybody going to the little wrestling match Saturday night called All In? Yeah. Who are we here for? Cody Rhodes? Any Cody Rhodes ready there? Young Bucks? Who else? Who we miss? Who's that? SCU? SCU in the house? SCU! Joey Janela. Okay, Joey Janela. Now, zip your pants back up, sir. I got it. All right. Marty? We got some Marty fans in the house? Yeah. Anybody, any Flip fans? Yeah! Yeah, get him out of here. All right. All right, thank you guys so much for coming out for Botchamania. You got an incredible show for you tonight, and I'm going to keep the show going right now. The very funny Ron Funches is in the house!
Oh, thank you. Hi, guys. They just couldn't decide if we needed chairs or stools, could they? They're like, oh, some people like back support, but some people don't. You guys give it up for Cassio. He's fucking hilarious. I think he's lying about smoking weed. I don't think he smoked weed like that. Nobody who smokes weed goes, I was smoking weed this summer. It's like, bitch, I'm high right now. Yeah. Oh, kindred spirits. Got so many around here. I love it. I'm so happy to be at a place surrounded around people just like me who love the things that I love, who love weed, who love pro wrestling. Oh, that's so nice to hear that, because I talk about pro wrestling everywhere I go, and I usually don't get that reaction. Sometimes I get one or two scared little woos. But I say it's time to take it back. We gotta be proud. We will no longer be an oppressed minority. I'm out and I'm proud. You should love wrestling, and it's so beautiful, it's so wonderful. But what do the mean people say? You know? That's right. They go, it's fake. And I'm supposed to be like, oh, what? What can I watch? I guess I'll just keep watching House forever. Like, he is a real doctor, right? But I was gonna be like, yeah, no shit, it's fake. What type of crazy-ass individual would I have to be if I wanted it to be real? Oh, you mean a thing where people have minor disagreements? So they body slam each other? And there's a guy that carries around a snake in a bag? That he will use to bite his enemies, but it won't work against the Undertaker because he don't got no blood. gotta love wrestling. It's a great art form. And the people who are great at wrestling become some of the greatest members of our society. People like Jesse Ventura. People like Hulk Hogan until he said some things. In the privacy of his own home. I should not be on his side. Why am I on his side? Because one of the greatest human beings of all time. You guys know who I'm talking about? The Rock. He's amazing. He's done so much. Surefire WWE Hall of Famer. The greatest actor of our generation. What the fuck are you laughing at? This is the truth-telling part. Hopefully he's the next president of the United States. He's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the Beyonce for boys. Oh, he's perfect. The Rock could do no wrong in my eyes. I mean, shit, The Rock could murder my whole family. And I would just assume they did something to deserve it. The Rock's not gonna do that willy-nilly. Not The Rock that I know, not Escape from Witch Mountain, The Rock. That was a classic. If I was out on a date with my girl and we were all cuddled up together and we were hiking somewhere because that's the shit she likes to do. And then The Rock saw us. And then he was like, oh, you guys make a very cute couple. But not anymore. Because I want to fuck her. I'd be like, well, sir, I'm going to check with her first. But on this end, there are no issues. I mean, if The Rock was hitting on me, if his muscular finger went against the nape of my neck, oh. And I like to think I'm straight, but in this day and age, who truly knows? Maybe I am a rock bottom, I don't know. It's never been a better place to tell that joke. All I know, if The Rock was hitting on me, I'd just be like, I'm going to just have to see where he's going with this. But I'm pretty sure I smell what The Rock is cooking. I smell that dick.
I'm glad you guys laughed at that.
Smell The Rock's dead.
That's actually my mom's favorite joke that I do. My mom loves that joke. She keeps getting me to try to add more to the joke. She's like, talk about the veins. Talk about the veins. She's like, ooh, talk about what would happen if The Rock's dick wrestled LeBron James's dick. Who would win that? Your mother. My mom's an old pervert. Don't clam up about these dick jokes. Don't be homophobic wrestling fans. I hate that shit. My mom loves that. My mom is a 62-year-old breast cancer survivor.
She's a retired prison nurse. Now all she does is sit in my pool house, smokes weed, fantasizes about LeBron James. And she deserves it. My mom sacrificed a lot for me. You know, she's a single parent. And luckily now I got a little more money. I'm able to take her out. I was the reason that she had to go get a passport. Took her to Rome. Took her to London. Thank you. Thank you for applauding just being a good son. Thank you. And those are good experiences. Those are good experiences. But I want to give my mom the best experiences life in life, you know? Because I was afraid I was going to lose her, you know? So now my biggest goal in life right now is to get LeBron James to fuck my mom. You could laugh, but if you also could tweet about it and help me. You guys are a lot of fun. She should get... Oh, thank you. Cassio talked a lot about being a real fat guy. I don't know if you guys are familiar with me at all, but if you do know me, you might know in the last year and a half, I lost about 140 pounds. Thank you so much. I'm not done yet. I want to get real healthy and not just American healthy. Definitely not Chicago healthy. You're just like, I'm full of Italian beefs. But my heaviest, I was 360 pounds, which is a lot of a dude. And at one point, I was just like, okay, this is just who I am. This is going to be who I am. But I got a little bit of motivation from my mom, from some people I worked with, and I started trying to exercise, turn my diet around. I got under 300 pounds, and I was like, this is cool, but whatever, I'm still a pretty fat dude. But I kept working out, I kept throwing up. But after I throw up, I just work out some more. And I got under 250, and I was like, okay. Now I just want to see how healthy I could get. And my friends are not supportive. You know, they were at the start when I wasn't a threat to their sexual conquests. But now they're like, okay, come on, Ron, calm down. You're always sweet, charming. You got way more money than us. These are the things I think they be saying. Well, I know what they really say, because sometimes it hurts my feelings, you know? Just be like, hey, Ron, I hate to say it, but you're just not as fun as you used to be. I know. They're like, you used to be such a fun guy, just eating cheese steaks and sweating all the time. Now you want to do squats, eat oatmeal, that's not fun. To be fun again, do the things we used to do. Get some midnight secret pizza. Well, we don't have to tell nobody. Cause that's the only rule of secret pizza. We take this tombstone to our grave. you guys are a lot of fun. I think I'm done doing stand-up now. I'm not good. Don't judge me by that. Cassio, you ready to come back up? Thank you guys for your time.
How about it, Ron Funches? Ron, tell them where they can, your podcast, tell them where they can check you out.
Oh, I have a new podcast. It's called Getting Better with Ron Funches. It's just me rambling about trying to get better at all facets of life, so.
Including your mom squeezing LeBron's dick.
Yeah, it's the journey of trying to get LeBron to fuck my mom as well.
Also, he's got a comedy special coming out on Comedy Central in January, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Funches. Right now, Ron, I know you're excited. We've been hanging with him all day. It's a legend in the business. Ladies and gentlemen, Botchamania fans, welcome Mr. Tony Schiavone!
Tony Thank you. You're on. All right. Here's the deal. And I'm serious about this. I was in a good mood in the back. And then they started telling dick jokes. Never tell a dick joke when there's a guy in the audience who hasn't found his dick since 1987. Oh, that's funny, huh? It ain't funny. Not being able to find your dick ain't funny. And I know, because I've suffered through it for many years. But the good news is, Lois is not a woman I want to fuck anyway anymore. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
Tony, would you fuck Ron's mom? He's trying to better himself.
Well, again, it's going to take a couple hours to find it. As soon as I dig it out and say, nope, wait a minute, that's a gray hair.
They feel that this is a very real possibility.
So that was that. But I do need to let people know who listen to my podcast. My wife Lois is a big part of it, as we know. And the question, we've been married 37 years. And we're more like brother than sister right now than we really are husband and wife. We did try to have sex about 3 years ago. All you young fuckers like it when I say try to have sex, don't you? But we couldn't have sex. And the reason we couldn't have sex is something very simple. Yeah. No. It was arithmetic. Absolutely. Let me explain. My belly sticks out 4 inches. Her belly sticks out 4 inches. And I got a 2-inch dick. So I was 6 inches off somewhere. So I told her, I said, let's just forget about this. So now we have hallway sex, which we just walk by each other in the hallway and say, fuck you. And that's kind of where it stands right now. It's great being here. It's great being a part of Botchamania. And you are Casio Kid, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Button on a Fur Coat himself.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tony Schiavone. Wait. Yeah. Look, when all of us were growing up, ever in your right mind did you think you were ever going to be in a tent in a parking lot hearing Tony Schiavone talk about how little his dick is?
I thought he'd be selling me crank.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tony Schiavone.
All right. It's great being here.
We're going to bring on our next guest of honor tonight. Guys, you got to give him a big welcome. He's all the way from across the pond. Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew from Botchamania!
Hello. All right, let's get this out the way first. Good to see you all here. ... Unlike at the meet and greet. Featuring all your favorite Botchamania stars. The fabulous Casio Kid. The professional Ron Funches. The voice of my childhood, Tony Schiavone. And not the guy that does Botchamania. I'm very sorry about that. It turns out it's a lot easier for Harrison Ford and Air Force One to make that plane land when he wants to, because he's the president, and it's a film. In real life, he doesn't give a fuck how many people want to go say hello to you, or give you puppets. Thank you very much who that anonymous person was. That got a huge reaction. I'm glad that no one gave a fuck about that. I'll move on and keep on talking really quickly. I have been up since 6 a.m. my time. It is 4 a.m. now my time. So you can all fuck off if you think I could follow two professional comedians, a WCW alumni, and me, the fifth horseman, fucking Ringo, is going to compare to any of the things that these gentlemen can do.
Okay. Am I the only one here that only understood fuck off and that whole thing right there? I'm not sure.
Matthew, can I say, though, it's very appropriate that you botched the meet and greet?
You fucked up!
Aer Lingus fucked up. Aer Lingus fucked up. I've got to tell you, that after hearing a crowd full of people shout, "You fucked up," at someone when they make a mistake. I mean, that's really great, actually. I think more wrestlers should fuck up. But no, seriously, thank you. I think I'm still asleep. That's the only way to explain the fact that there is a tent full of people. I assume so. There's insanely bright lights here, so... maybe there's only three people here and I'm still asleep on the plane, imagining all this, the fact that I'm sat next to all these amazing people.
You sound nervous.
No, I look fucked and sound fucked. I am consistent. I mean,
Matthew.
See, they didn't specify which Matthew. So it's like a Matthew Jim or someone in the crowd going, "Yeah, thanks, it's my birthday."
No, however, don't have low self-esteem. You know it was about you.
Ron, British people aren't allowed to say good things about themselves. You can. That's very nice. You look great, by the way.
That's not true. I watch Mary Poppins all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew! It's so good to see Crystal Meth has made it over to England as well. Matthew, that was my first laugh of the night. I appreciate that. I've been working hard at it. Matthew, the only reason we brought your ass to America is you better have some botcha. Do y'all want to see some Botchamania clips?
But wait, I'll preface this. Don't worry, I'll be short and I'll be articulate. I spent a long time getting clips ready for this on the assumption that we'll be showing these to you, but not to the Fight Club people. Fight App people. Take a shot. However, 10 minutes after I got off the plane, I was politely told that Mr. Jeff Jarrett would like to say that, nothing that's copyrighted by big companies. So we are going to be seeing small indie companies and hopefully reenacting the... Oh, wait a minute, let me just... Hello, hello, Vince McMahon? Yeah, oh yeah, he says fine, yeah, sure. I've got his number. But for now, I think we should get ourselves warmed up with something that I've prepared earlier that'll hopefully be all right and not be, you know, cease and desisted. And we're having to upload on YouTube with a double videos thing with the Bluetooth advert and the advert. So... guy over there who I can't see because the fucking close encounters of the third kind lights that are blinding me. Now. Here we have GCW, Game Changer Wrestling. Oh, what a great bump there by, I believe it's Marcus Kane. I'm sorry if it's... Oh, it's the Headhunter. Is it Headhunter A, B, C? Yellow, gold, blue. It's okay, though. He'll kick out. He'll kick out and they'll just redo the spot. It's fine. Oh, maybe not.
That looks like fat animal is what that looks like.
Yeah, that was like the end of King Kong.
No, it was
exactly how it is.
No, that is Abdullah the Butcher after hepatitis is what that is.
Wow, it's like the end of WrestleMania.
Oh, see, I told you.
You can kind of hear the audio from Bret Hart versus Yokozuna WrestleMania 10. This is a great joke on video.
There's so much action, so much...
Oh, this place seamlessly. That's fine. No, carry on. And action.
Chaos. It's hard to keep tabs on
the ball. And this is
ICW. Again. Running interference.
Oh.
Big low blow.
10 points to see if you can guess what happens next.
Through the table. No. The table didn't break. The table didn't break. I am the table.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to try this again. Matthew, you're welcome.
Mark, maybe going to set him up for that bomb
scare. Oh, yeah, pause this one. Please. I'll just speak quickly. I was here live for this. This looks fucking awful, by the way. Just to warn people. And it's like, he was okay. Now you can keep on playing.
Oh, now I'm scared.
I wanted him to die.
This is Doug Williams.
Matthew, you lied. He's not okay.
He's not okay at all.
You lied.
However. Oh, yeah. Stop. Anyway, yeah, they're just all playing at once for some reason. Yeah, that's Doug Williams, a great wrestler. I'm sure people know who Doug Williams are, you know? Mm-hmm. There you go. He is not appearing at Starcade. Said Starcade. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Welcome to Summerfest!
Tony, what's going through your head right now as you see these clips, Tony?
Yeah.
I'm thinking I shouldn't have gotten back into this fucking sport. Fuck.
Just to preface that, Doug Williams, afterwards, we saw him at Trillions in the Newcastle bar, and I said, oh my God, Doug, are you okay? Are you okay? Oh, I'm fine, mate, but my knee hurts a bit. I'm like, your knee? What, your knee bone in the back of your shoulder? He goes, no, oh, that's fine. That's fine. I work on my traps. That's fine. But, oh, my knee's killing. So, I think this is going really well.
It is.
You should have gave him an edible before the show, Ron.
No, I only eat edibles in the summer.
Nice, yeah.
Wait.
You narc.
You fucking narc.
Hey, I got to ask this. Tony, have you ever smoked weed? Who would like to know a Tony Schiavone weed smoking story?
I don't think I have.
Not even in the summer?
Well, when I went to Conrad's Super Bowl party, and Conrad said, "You want to puff on my big doobie?" And I said, "Sure," and everybody laughed. So I don't know if I did or not.
You did.
I did.
You did.
My nickname's Doobie. That's nice. When me and Tony met. Thanks. Matthew, what do you got next for us, brother?
How do you smoke weed and lose weight?
It's difficult. It's very difficult, and I should be given a lot of praise. Thank you.
If you have a craving for Oreos and onion dip, does that mean you've been smoking weed?
Yeah,
together. Yeah, dip with them. Okay.
Good question. It makes like a nice discussionable thing. I thought a good question to ask you, gentlemen. When was the first time you watched wrestling, if it was a kid, as an adult, and went, wait, hang on, that didn't look quite right. That, even if you didn't, you know the secret, was like, hang on, what the fuck was that about? Is there anything at the moment you go, yeah, that was clearly fucked up?
It was sometime during Nitro. I can't remember what episode it was. They all kind of run together right now.
Yeah. Same answer.
It's episode 420.
Yeah.
I think we should play another clip.
Yeah.
Who wants another clip?
All right, we'll just skip the other one. That's fine. This is a recent one.
Oh, you gotta fasten that down.
Oh, they're holding it up.
They MacGyvered the cage.
Hey, look, I'm wrestling.
All right, all right, stop. Otherwise, just can we keep them one long medley of these? Anyway, I figure that you people might be in the mood to do some chanting. I mean, I've heard that about the Chicago fans. I don't know if that was a myth or something. Something about, yeah, like that guy. Something about you made the Philly fans look respectable. I read that somewhere. It must be on some Squared Circle or Woo, someplace like that. So I figured, rather than chant the name of a certain wrestler who definitely isn't appearing at All In or anything like that, that you people are renowned to do, I instead play one of my favorite crowd ruining a perfectly good match moments, CZW 2012. For whatever reason, this crowd was bored, presumably on edibles, and decided to chant whatever the fuck they wanted during Drew Gulak versus Scotty Vortex. 3, 2, 1. Whitney Houston.
Let's go, Chicago.
Mr. Topeka is Drew Gulak.
Yes. Yes, it worked.
Well, they need to chant the wrestler after.
Drew Gulak. Drew Gulak now chopping Scotty Vortex into that corner.
One guy.
That was the main event of the show, by the way. Anyway. And
that's like when you tried to make love to Lois last time, Tony. Fuck this shit. Fuck.
Your wife knew who Super Dragon was?
When she was younger, she did. Baby.
Oh. I'm getting my breath.
That's what I called it at one time.
Whatever that guy said. Another clip we can't show. Okay, so the next clip. Again, this is the weirdness of being a Botchmania guy, where basically some companies are okay with it, but basically say, yeah, but don't tell everybody, or they'll all make their own videos. And others are not so much. I'm not...
Super.
Including the guy in charge of the videos, who hates me. You know what? Yeah, I'll just cut to the chase and play Super Dragon instead, because that seems way more fun. So if people don't know this, this is PWG 2003, one of the second or third shows. And it's a wrestler named Super Dragon, who has wrestled many different matches, different countries, fabulous performer, but is mostly known for this one incident involving himself. And I'm pretty sure that when people chant his name, they just hear
what the fuck is a super dragon?
Is that a new Pixar film? Yeah, whatever, super dragon. And here is the moment in all its glory. Again, if you know the words, feel free to join in. 3, 2, 1.
Super.
No, no, no.
Backyard.
Who is this again?
The dad, shut up!
I've wanted to do that.
Tony, thoughts?
Was that Scott Steiner under that mask?
You know he's going to kick your ass this weekend.
No,
right?
I'm going to be standing behind a Conrad. No shrapnel's going to come my way.
For the fan in that clip started training to become a wrestler. I don't know why, after seeing that, I would never watch a wrestling show again. I would never buy a wrestling DVD just in case I opened it and Super Dragon's fist came out of the case. I forget that guy's name, but I think his name is John Cena. No, I'm not fucking. But I feel I am not performing as well as I should be, so I'm going to take a minute to get to know this country a bit better and sing. I know how patriotic you people are and all that thing about the NFL and singing the national anthem of this country. So I think you guys like to sing along. I think you guys should join in if you like the words. You know, they say that all men are created equal. But you look at me, and you look at... Put your hand on your heart. But you look at me, and you look at Smojo, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally, if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. Sorry, I should stand up for this. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. 50-50 best. Beat me. Then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 and one-third chance of winning. But I got a 66 and two-third chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance and you got an 8 and a third chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then, you take my 75% chance to winning if he was to go one-on-one and then add 66 and two-third percent. I got 141 and two-third chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice. And the home of the brave.
Matthew, it's a good time to tell you, Scott Steiner! I'm just kidding. Matthew's like, what the...
I mean, he could be here. That's a scary thing. You let me do the entire Scott Steiner thing knowing he's in the building. And fuck you too.
He hates fat asses. He's going to skip Ron and you and come straight to me. You're good.
Yeah. Comrade first, then you, then me behind you. Yeah, that goes.
If any of you guys actually knew all the words to that, I feel sorry for the people who have sex with you.
But see, the chance of, if you quote Scott Steiner math, the percent chance
that
you're having sex goes up. Especially if it's a threesome at sacrifice. I'm going to stop there.
We really work well together.
So I've got to... You make me look good. Thank you, Ron. I love you. So you've obviously worked with Scott Steiner for a few days at least. How is he in real life?
I love him.
Are you saying that because he's on the corner with an AK-47?
Yes, absolutely, because I saw him today. Actually, they had me go downstairs, which was the wrong location to do our sign that you never showed up for. And I walk downstairs, and I open the door, and there's Scott at the table. And I walk up to him, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say here because of what we said? And the first thing I said was, fuck Conrad Thompson. Fuck him. The way he's been talking about you.
That's just how you turned on Mick Foley.
Yeah, well, fuck him too.
Hey, Boone.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I turned around the wrestling war, me. One little fucking line.
I swear to God, I
wasn't the finger poke
that,
of doom.
I was watching it live, and I turned the channel as soon as
Did you
said
really?
That. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, Mick is winning. I love Cactus. His matches with Max Payne are underrated.
That sucks that you got the blame for that. Like, oh, was that one line?
Yeah.
You sunk the Titanic with that one line.
I know I did. Yeah, absolutely.
And you didn't think to go, Cactus Jack, I hurt your feelings mentioning you being in another company. Weren't you the guy that spat on the WCW tag belt in ECW?
No.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
No. But I did during...
I need to bring that up.
I did during the break say, what the fuck are we doing? I remember saying that, and someone said, just keep talking. That's okay. That's... So they were all in the back lane. We fucked over Shivani. Thank you for bringing that up, you motherfucker.
I really derailed okay. that. I didn't know you had such strong feelings about it still.
No, it's a routine. It's a routine now. But I never saw The Rock's dick, so I don't know.
I'm still working on it.
It's always StarCast 2019. Yeah. We can make it happen, Ron. Who wants to see that in StarCast 2019? Ron Funch is face to face with The Rock's dick.
Matthew couldn't make it, but The Rock's dick will take his place.
But yeah, we got tan up, but about the same size, probably.
Oh, fuck. Time for another clip.
Definitely.
Jack Evans hit Necro Butcher so hard that I believe.
Yeah, more people.
I hang out over here.
Right, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't hit me with that.
You have a tornado. Oh my God.
Oh, into the fat guy.
Jack Evans taking down that rather portly fan.
Oh my God, he threw him back at him.
Irish whipped by the fan. Now Necro Butcher, Pet Butch, Chris Hero, and now.
Please don't go after him, Chris. Come on. Chris.
Human Tornado just trying to escape. Slaps Jack Evans in the face.
Oh!
Human Tornado just running over fans, trying to get his hands on Human Tornado. July 6th, where we will have the the first ever PWG Guerrilla Warfare World Championship title match in a steel cage.
That's going to cost so much, but it's going to be so worth it for the fans from Pro Wrestling Guerrilla.
Oh! Dino Winwood, the budget has been busted.
What just happened?
I am so proud of my sport. My God, I love wrestling. I'm so proud. Yeah. 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 What the fuck are we watching?
Oof. Speaking of loving wrestling and yourself, Tony, you were there at another clip that we can't show for legal reasons, but we could pretty much reenact it word for word here. All right, standing by, a backstage interview with Mean Gene Okerlund and Rick Rude. Fuck it. Gentlemen, as you all know, fuck it. For those that don't know, when they showed the wrong pre-tape at SummerSlam 1989.
Right.
And Jesse Ventura covered it by saying Mean Gene was a foul-mouthed little individual.
Exactly. Bruce Pritchard was in my ear that said, somebody better cover this shit up in a hurry. I said, well, you got Jesse the Body Ventura here, and I'm just a slap dick from Virginia. It's my first pay-per-view, so I'm not going to say this shit. And Jesse, I thought, did a good job of covering that up, actually, really. So, and, of course, I didn't last a year. So maybe I should have said, did you hear what that bald son of a bitch said? Is he fucking kidding me? Are we going to go to a match? Do we have Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake in our main event? Tiny Lister, who could stand in the front yard, count the chickens in the back. Jesus Christ. But I love my sport.
I don't know what.
Sorry, I just went off. I just kind of went off there. Kind of went off there. Where do you find this shit?
On Botchamania. You can find the following things at High Spots, Smart Mark Video, Powerbomb.tv, the Fight app, RonFunches.com. Yep, there's a gap. Please play another clip. These are all random, by the way. Oh, here we go. Try to introduce this three times. I'll just talk over this. So Evolve Wrestling said, Gabe Sapolsky said for years, can you please not show clips? No offense, Matthew, but I hate you. I said, that's absolutely fine. It's not a problem. It's your footage. We could probably be okay showing it here. Whatever. Yeah, let's talk over this bit. Yeah. Cheap plug. I'm not even sure if that website's around anymore. holy shit, fuck, this is great.
It's a bad timing.
The amazing Blu-ray quality of Evolve shows.
He's got him hooked, Lenny. Wheelbarrow.
Gargano escape. He's got it locked in, and it's over.
That wasn't the end, bro.
Carol Polly tapped out to the Gargano escape.
It's over.
Apparently, I am mistaken.
Hooked back in.
Galloway's got it hooked.
Match is over, bro.
I have no idea what the hell's going on. He tapped again.
You tapped.
Dead.
Beat him again.
Looks like we have just seen the end of the Premier Athlete brand here.
The winners of the match are still Evolve Tag Team like, I'm on this ref side.
Matthew, is that you standing on the ring over there?
Galloway's got the mic.
It gets good, don't worry. This one.
All right, let's pretend this is not going to Botchmania. Let's pretend that awesome match came to the dramatic crescendo. You'll be playing the part of Connolly if you wouldn't mind lying down on your face for a second. Johnny, could you put in a soft version of your finish so you don't hurt him? Here's the big double team, the crowd are going crazy! Tap! 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 Tap!
He did it!
Ding, 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 ding! They did it!
I fucking love
Still! The tag team champions, Johnny Gargano and Drew Galloway.
Oh, don't make me super dragon.
And this guy!
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen!
Cody, we're watching clips. Oh, this is Monday Night Raw. We're watching clips from it.
Who's botching here? Who's the botch?
Whatever clips are being shown, Tony Schiavone brought with him.
Well, play it. Let's do it. Let's see it.
Should we see it again? Yeah, let's play it for Cody.
Let's see it again.
Is this? Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandi Rhodes!
Yeah. Woo.
We already watched this.
Is my microphone on? Is this working? So, Scorpio Sky is here and he just won't come out.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man. Oh,
are these
we're
botches?
In mid-botch, I think.
Am I in any of this? Thank but God.
What happens here? Play it. I want to see this botch.
It's a ref botch.
Oh. Yeah, the uncanny strength of... Oh.
He's got him hooked, Lenny.
So far, so good.
He's got him locked down.
He tapped.
Clearly tapped.
He totally tapped.
That's it, Cody.
That's it.
Did he tap out?
He did.
The ref said he did.
That's not a botch. Who's that guy who tapped out?
Caleb Plumlee.
So it's not the ref. It's not the ref's fault.
That's what I've been saying.
We're blaming him. He's not here to defend himself.
Hey,
they're still going.
He gets worked again.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you a quick story about a ref. All right, we've seen enough of Drew. Stop him. Okay, some of you may or may not know the story, but the refs are always right. We got to respect our referees. For all the referees out there, we got to respect them.
They're like wives and girlfriends.
Right? So, years ago, it's the worst match I ever had in my entire life. It's on SmackDown. It's right before the match, I told Michael Hayes, because he goes, what are you going to do out there? And it was really annoying because he wanted me to tell him verbatim what we were going to do, and we were like a minute away from going out. So in a very braggadocious way, I said, we're going to fucking tear the house down is what we're going to do. That's what I told him. It's not what happened, though. So we go out, and this is pre-Yes Movement, Daniel Bryan, and himself and the original Sin Cara, the one that screwed up all the time. All the time. And Ezekiel Jackson against myself, Ted DiBiase Jr., and Wade Barrett. So at one point, Ezekiel Jackson is supposed to be the hero of this match. He's not even getting in until he gets that tag, that moment. He's going to be the hero of this city, basically. He's just going to light it up. But unfortunately, Ted DiBiase Jr. didn't kick out. Daniel Bryan comes in, shoots him to the corner, does the little drop kick in the corner. One, two, three. And we're like 4 minutes into this match. It's a two-segment match. So I think, oh, I got a little experience at this moment. I'm going to make an audible. I look to tell Wade, well, let's just jump him. That's what I'm going to tell him. But as I turn, Wade is already up the ramp. He's furious. So, okay, well, then what do? You do the whole, this, all right, and you go to the backstage area embarrassed, and it wasn't me, you know, it was Ted. But I will never forget for the rest of my life what happened next, because we come into the grill area, and there is Vince standing up, headset off. And I make eye contact with him. Again, it wasn't my fault. And right before he can say anything to me, Ted Jr. blows by me. No fear. Looks at Vince and says, "Where is that referee? He was trying to fuck on me." And because it was such an awkward, unbelievable moment and an incorrect use of the F word and everything that goes into it, Vince just real slowly put his headset back on, sat down, and we never talked about the worst match that happened ever again. Are you guys having a good time? Is everybody coming on Saturday? You guys know we're gonna make history, right? All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the show. I just wanted to come say hi. Have fun. Give it up for these guys right here, right? See you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandi Rhodes, Scorpio Sky, and Cody Rhodes!
Cody, they said I needed to talk to you to make sure that I get into All In. Is that, are you? Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're good friends, me and Cody. Yeah. Is it sad that I've been doing the views a lot longer? I know the exact match he's talking about, the exact segment. Because who can forget? He was trying to fuck on me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, running it slowly out of time, so we better play another clip. They're not even chill the Zandig one. After this, if you want to follow me, we'll go into my room. I'm sure we can fit all you guys in. We'll watch the proper clips afterwards. That's not a problem. This is the VIP only. So, cameraman, zoom in. Oh, fuck.
Oh, I'm on board already. Boo.
Yeah. Oh.
he loves it.
He's like, no, I'm...
He's... Oh, wait.
He's an endangered species.
An endangered
Jesus
species.
Christ. Where do they find a suit to fit Kevin Sullivan like that? I have a newfound respect for him.
Mm, that felt good.
Okay.
Show that.
Okay. Play another clip.
Wait. Who wants to see that one again? Oh, we got a. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah, we want to see this again. Here we go.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah!
Home run.
Wait, wait.
Yeah, yeah,
wait, wait. Wait, who wants us to start this over and you hear Tony Schiavone call it? All right,
start it over. Here, start it over.
Here we go, here we go.
Into the ropes they go. Outside he goes again. Oh, for grinding. Oh, my God. Kevin Sullivan just shit his pants. Take a look at this. And now a baseball slide drop kick. That motherfucker's dead. That motherfucker's dead. That motherfucker's dead. Let's take a look at the replay one more time. Oh, he shat all over himself. Thank you.
She's loving it. How about Tony Schiavone, ladies and gentlemen? Hey. Woo! I don't.
I think we can definitely say that was the greatest night in the history of.